Live from the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. To join us on the air, just dial toll-free 1-888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. To find out more about the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just log on to our website at www.equip.org. Now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And before we go to our callers today, I want to share a letter that I received. Just opened it up, and it literally broke my heart. It says, "Dear Hank, my name is Manuel. I'm an uneducated nobody, but I love the Lord, and I'm worried. I hope that God will save me. I would like you guys to take a look at Mr. Harold Camping's books, because this man is on TV every night. He's on radio, on the internet, and he is saying that the end of the world and judgment day is just months away. Is it true? Would you please look into this for me? I don't sleep anymore. All I can do is think about it. Your brother in Christ." Now, there's a reason he's worried. There's a reason he says, "I hope that God will save me," because Harold Camping, in a pamphlet that he puts out, and by the way, he's now guaranteeing his date. He's saying he knows not only the month and the year, but the exact date. It's a guarantee now. May 21st, 2011. I believe starting tomorrow, we have 233 years left before the planet will be destroyed. Now, you have to remember, Manuel, if you're listening in, I'm going to write you as well. You have to remember that this is not Harold Camping's first rodeo. He predicted Christ would return September 6, 1994. And I remember back then I started a countdown. And his response was, "Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute, just part of the growing apostasy." Well, back then when he was predicting September 6, 1994, he was also suggesting that the 2,000 demon-possessed pigs in the fifth chapter of Mark's Gospel represent 2,000 years. He then added the 2,000 years to the time of Christ's birth, and he came up with his prediction, 1994. Well, now the new prediction, people have short memories, May 21, 2011. Here's how he comes up with that.
"The best place in the Bible that focuses on 2011 is a passage in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, where God is talking about two judgments. One judgment is the judgment of the flood of Noah's day, and the other is the judgment at the end of the world. And in that context, God says, 'Beloved, there's one thing that I do not want you to be ignorant of, and that is that a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day.'" That's a very, very intriguing statement, and it's very curious that when we, because we know that the flood occurred in 4990 BC, and if we go 7 days, that is 7,000 years from there, we land on the year 2011. 2011 keeps shining through as the probable date for the probable year that will end this earth's existence.
Now, he's put out a pamphlet, The End of the World is Almost Here, Holy God Will Bring Judgment Day, May 21st, 2011. And in the pamphlet, he's figured out that from Genesis 7:4, we can know that 7 days equals 7,000 years. Noah was supposed to go into the ark because in 7 days it was going to rain. So the 7 days have become 7,000 years. He adds that to the time of the flood, 4,990. He subtracts a year because there's no date from the calendar in the New Testament to the, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, then, of course, comes up with 2011. And then somehow or other comes up with May 21st, 2011. I'm not sure exactly how he does that at this point, nor am I sure how he knows that the date of the flood is 4,990. There's no way of knowing that. There are all kinds of chronologies that people have given. One of the most famous in evangelical circles bandied about is Bishop Usher's. His chronology says 2,348. And if that's true, we would have 2,642 years left. In other words, Christ would come in the year 4,658. But Harold Camping says the Holy Bible gives additional astounding proofs that May 21st, 2011 is a very accurate time for the Day of Judgment. And then he says, God is proving to us that we have very accurately learned from the Holy Bible God's time plan for the end of the world. No wonder people are upset. He's not equivocating. He's not saying maybe, probably. He's now saying, I guarantee it. On the basis of God's holy word. He says the Bible assures us that many of the people who beg God for mercy, that gets back to Manuel, who's afraid that maybe he's going to be lost, many of the people who beg God for mercy will not be destroyed. And then he says this, we learn from the Bible, never tells us how, but we learn from the Bible that Holy God plans to rescue about 200 million people, 3% of today's population. They're going to be caught up. They're going to be raptured into heaven because God has great mercy for them. This is why we can be so thankful that God has given us advance notice of Judgment Day. So, if the ticket isn't sold, you might still be able to beg God and get into the group of 200 million. Now, let me make a prediction. When May 21st, 2011 comes along, Harold Camping will come along with a new story. Because his old story has no basis in the Bible. In fact, he prostitutes the Word of God. He is clearly taking Scripture out of context. His whole presupposition is based on 2 Peter chapter 3, 8 and 9. A day is as a thousand years. That's where Peter says, do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years. A thousand years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Now, the first clue that this should not be taken literalistically is that Peter does not say a day is a thousand years. He says a day is like a thousand years. It's a simile. It's an analogy. It's a comparison. It's not a comparable. When the psalmist says a thousand years is like a watch in the night, and at that time a watch in the night was considered to be 4 hours, are we to suppose that a thousand years is equal to 4 hours? Of course not. The point is, God's relationship to the passing of time is other than ours. We think our lives are long. From God's perspective, our lives are but a vapor. So he takes a text in the New Testament, prostitutes it, takes a text in the Old Testament, prostitutes it, and in the process is making another false prophecy. And again, people have short memories. They don't remember the last D-Day declaration. And so they're worried about the next D-Day declaration. Hard to believe that a man that owns all kinds of radio stations, successful, big Bible in his hand, could be telling us a story. But that is indeed what he is doing. Now, I can't judge his heart. I don't know if he's sincere or not. But I can tell you this. He is absolutely wrong. He's wrong to make this prediction, because he has no basis on which to say when the Lord will return. He doesn't know when Judgment Day will be. And neither do I, and neither does anyone. We can't predict it, because the Bible gives us no information. It tells us to be faithful and fruitful, not to engage in sophistry and sensationalism and selling. Go to the website and get the book. This is an abomination. It's about time that someone like Harold Camping was called out. And by the way, he's not alone. You have Jack Van Impe with 2012. You have another famous evangelical. I won't mention him right now in deference to his good name, because he's done a lot of other good work, but he's saying 2014. None of this augments the Bible. The Bible has been demonstrated to be divine as opposed to merely human in origin. We can know God has spoken because God has given us the succession of nations from the first Adam to the last Adam, Jesus Christ. He has shown us typologically how all of the Old Testament is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He has given us the sure proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he has given us messianic prophecies that are stars in the constellation of biblical prophecy by which we can trust the word of God. But now we get the false prophet who over and over again is wrong, and people start to wonder if the prophets today are wrong, maybe the biblical prophets were wrong. Well, I can assure you, dear friends, the biblical prophets have no similarity whatsoever to Harold Camping. They genuinely spoke for God, and we could know that they were the mouthpiece of God because their prophecies infallibly came to be. Without error. The modern-day prophets are an embarrassment, not only to evangelical Christianity, but an embarrassment in our world in general. If you want to know how to read the Bible for all it's worth, I've written a book called The Apocalypse Code. Find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. It's available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. At the end of the day, the goal of that book is to teach you to read the Bible for all it's worth so you never fall for another false prophet again. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. As I said, you can write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. By the way, 100% of the proceeds go to this ministry. 100% of the proceeds go to this ministry. So it's a way of equipping you by putting a reliable resource into your hands. And then it is a way of continuing a ministry that tells it like it is. I'm not trying to be popular or politically correct today. I think it's about time that we told it like it is. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your questions right after the break. Please stay tuned.
If you've already become a member of our support team, committing to give on a monthly basis, we're deeply grateful for your loyalty and faithfulness. But no one appreciates your generosity more than the people who have a newfound confidence in their faith because of your support. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. To become a regular monthly supporter, part of the backbone of this ministry, you can sign up securely online right now at equip.org. That's equip.org, or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
We are engaged in a war. A war. Not a war with bombs and bullets, not even with power politics. This is a war with an invisible enemy, against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And the only way to know victory over this enemy is to know the weaponry you have to fend him off. The Covering by Hank Hanegraaff is based upon Paul's words to the Ephesians commanding us to put on the armor of God. The Covering outlines this armor and its importance in our spiritual battles. He explains what it means to incorporate God's covering and the practical ways God delivers us from evil. Consider it your effective biblical battle plan to wage successful spiritual warfare. Call CRI and order Hank Hanegraaff's fascinating book, The Covering. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also order The Covering online by going to www.equip.org.
Alaska. There's no better place on earth where you can experience God's creative power on display. Stretching beyond your imagination, it is a land of staggering natural beauty. And now you can join the Bible Answer Man Hank Hanegraaff, Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp, and Christian Research Journal Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller for 7-plus inspiring days as you cruise into the grandeur of Alaska. During our time together, we'll unfold the pages of sacred scripture as we are strengthened in our belief in the divine creator of the universe. All of our sessions with Hank, your meals, accommodations, and 5-star cruise are included in one very low price. To participate in this event, you must register through Sovereign Cruises. Sign up by visiting equip.org or by calling Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program. And we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. Our passion and purpose is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program is ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? To donate, call us at 888-7000-274 or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. To remain faithful in a world that claims subjective feelings are just as reliable as objective facts, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. To find out more or request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call our resource consultants at 888-7000-274. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And I want to mention before we go to our callers that I'm going to be in Greenford, Ohio this weekend at Greenford Christian Church. That's Sunday, October 3rd. If you're anywhere around there, I'll be there at the 8, 9:30, and 11 a.m. services. Again, that's Greenford Christian Church, Greenford, Ohio. You can check out the World Wide Web at equip.org for further information. Let's go to the phone lines. Talk next to Ann, listening on Butt Radio in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Hank.
Hi.
Yeah, I appreciate a lot of the answers that you give to people that call in. Can you hear me? Because I can't hear you.
Well, I can hear you just
okay.
Fine, yes.
Okay. Now, one of the questions I have is, don't you think that Psalm 83 is being fulfilled right now?
Psalm 83?
Yes.
In what way?
In what way it mentions nations, the Ishmaelites, Moabites, Hagarites, that they are against the people of Israel, which, you know, Israel, whether you believe that it was a move of God or not, but there is a nation there now called Israel, and all its Arab neighbors are against it. It says, let us wipe them out as being a nation, that the name of Israel come no more in remembrance.
Yeah, the answer to that question is no. I don't think that has to do with the present nation of Israel. I do think, however, that the present nation of Israel, like all nations, are ordained by God, which is to say that God is supreme over the affairs of humankind. But the Bible is not predicting what is happening in the present. The Bible is a prediction through and through that we can trust, because God has prophesied that the first Adam fell into a life of constant sin, terminated by death, but through the last Adam we can be redeemed. So the last Adam did what the first Adam could not do, and he lived the perfect life which we could never live.
Oh, absolutely.
And offers us his perfection as an absolutely free gift. But to say that the Bible prophesies what is going to happen in the present simply isn't true. And the prophecy pundits that have said that have all said that when Israel was established as a nation in 1948, mm-hmm. that within a generation we would find the rapture. And so they added 40 to 1948,
right.
And they came out with 1988, and then they subtracted 7 and said the tribulation would take place in 1981. Well, that didn't happen. So the next date they chose was 1967, and it was downright magical because they added the 40 years to that and then subtracted 7, and they came to the year 2000. Well, that didn't work out. So now you have people like Jack Van Impe saying, well, a generation isn't 40 years. Somehow or other, he computes a generation is 51.2 years, and therefore he comes up with 2018 or 2019. He subtracts 7 from that, and he says December 21, 2012 is the probable date of the rapture.
Hello, Hank?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I've been watching Jack Van Impe for years on the TV. And when this 2012 came up, you know, it's according to the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
And he has said more than once that, you know, people should not pay attention to that because it's not biblical. But he does think that the end of the world, you know, or the rapture will come soon. And he gives signs out of the Bible, out of Matthew 24 mostly. But he never said, you know, that 2012
would be anything. Well, in all fairness to Jack Van Impe, I don't think you should take him out of context. Here's what he actually said.
In Matthew 1:17, there are 42 generations from Abraham until Christ. What? 2,160 years divided by 42 is 51.2. In Luke chapter 3, verses 23 to 38, there are 77 generations into 4,000 years from Adam to Christ, and that comes out to 51.2. And if you add the extra 6 months because the Six-Day War took place in June, you're almost at 52 years. You add 52 to 1967, and you come out pretty close to 2018, 2019, subtract 7 years from that, we're talking about 2012. Remember what I said 2 weeks ago? The main calendar ends December 21st, 2012. It's all near, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe in setting dates, Matthew 24, 36, but Jesus said, when you shall see all these signs and they're here, then you'll know it's near, even at the door, Matthew 24, 33.
That is what Jack Van Impe actually said, and so we want to be fair to him and not misquote him.
On a program that I missed, evidently.
Yeah.
So I would like to apologize to you, but he does not, you know, he does not really set dates. I know that he's been figuring, you know, generations, how many years they are, and changing his opinion about that. But I wouldn't say that he is anything like what the man called in about. Some gentleman called in just a little while ago on the radio about some man who says it's going to end on May 21st of some year. Who was that?
May 21st? Oh, yes, that's Harold Camping.
Yeah, well, he is nothing like Harold Camping.
But the point is, Jack Van Impe has made many false prophecies over the years. He has prophesied all kinds of things, even at one point prophesying when the Soviet flag would hang over Independence Hall. But the point here, the bigger point is this.
Evidently, he was just a little early on that, because it looks like it looks like we're going that way, unfortunately.
Well, here's the point, though. I think that Christian Zionists, such as Jack Van Impe, are doing the same thing that people did at the time of Jesus Christ. They expected Jesus to establish Jerusalem as the capital of a sovereign Jewish empire. And that notion was so ingrained in their psyches that even as Jesus was about to ascend into heaven, they asked, Lord, are you at this time going to restore
exactly
the kingdom to Israel? And what
exactly
did Jesus do? He not only corrects their erroneous thinking, but he expands their horizons from a tiny strip of land on the east coast of the Mediterranean to the farthest reaches of the earth. He said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And as he was about to be taken up into heaven, he said, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. In effect, what Jesus was doing was leaving his disciples with instructions to exit Jerusalem, which had become the harlot city, and embrace the earth and never again entertain the thought of establishing an earthly Jerusalem. And there's a reason for that. Jesus is Jerusalem. The Lord is the Lamb. Jesus is the temple. And the whole notion of having a rebuilt temple with reinstituted temple sacrifices is an abomination. And this is what prophecy pundits like Jack Van Impe and many others are prophesying today. So am I happy that Israel is established as a nation? Yes. But
you think
not,
it has absolutely no biblical meaning.
I'm saying that we cannot determine the time of Jesus' return on the basis
that's
of
true.
That
that's
establishment.
True. We can't. But when the apostles asked him, or one of the apostles asked him, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, don't ask me what the Father has put under his own, I can't quote it exactly. I'm 68 years old, as my memory.
You're doing great, Ann. You're doing just fine.
Well, so he gave a vague answer. He did not say, no, we're never going to do that. And anyway, I'm one of those Christian Zionists, and I don't know if the current state of Israel is the fulfillment of prophecy or not. I hope it is, because I love it. I love it more than anything except the Lord.
Well, the thing about it, though, Anne, and this is the point that I would constantly get back to, and hopefully you can get to this in your own thinking, is that God is not a respecter of persons. It's not whether we have a particular lineage or genealogy. That's not the issue. The issue is, what is our relationship to Jesus Christ? And that's why you have a Moabite who is true Israel in the Old Testament, Ruth. You have a Canaanite
yes,
who
yes.
is true Israel in the Old Testament, Rahab. And so people who were Egyptians and Moabites and Canaanites and Philistines who followed Yahweh, the God of Israel, were all brought into the types and shadows that pointed forward to Jesus Christ. So true Israel is never a race of people, because the Bible doesn't deal in terms of race, but rather in terms of relationship. But in terms of the passage that you were alluding to, Jesus said, and this is very significant, because again, this is when Jesus is taken up into heaven. He says, "It's not."
I was trying to quote the King James, uh-huh. which is the only Bible that I read.
And why is that?
I couldn't think of it the way it was worded exactly.
Yeah, it says, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you
right.
will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." In other words, the point of knowing when is not as significant as being a witness for Jesus Christ. We don't know when, but
no,
we need to be fruitful until he comes
again. I agree with you on that. But, I mean, he did give signs that I don't think all came true, by A.D. 70.
They did all come true by A.D. 70.
My knowledge of the Bible with yours, because absolutely there's no comparison. I have been studying for about 10 or 12 years. I listen to Bible tapes every night.
As a matter of fact,
I can't go to sleep without them.
Oh, bless you.
And I guess I have listened mostly to Christian Zionists, as you call them.
Well, that's what they call themselves. This is not my name for the man.
Pardon me?
This is not my name for them. There are Zionists, and then there are Christian Zionists, and the two don't often have a very warm relationship because they have a completely different agenda.
Well, that's true, because a lot of the Zionists that are not Christians are very stubborn about Jesus Christ, but you can't really blame them, because for at least 2,000 years, they were persecuted by so-called Christians.
Well, and that should never happen again. We should let them know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with gentleness and with respect. And thanks for joining us on the broadcast. I appreciate your kind comments and the way you express them. We'll be right back with more of the show.
The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff could very well change your mind about coming events and why a proper understanding of biblical prophecy matters so much. The Apocalypse Code addresses today's most asked prophecy questions, but more than that, it reveals why answering them correctly matters so much in today's world. Yet this book does not offer another model of the end times. Rather, it provides a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. Now available in softcover, you can order your copy at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Stay tuned because the Bible Answer Man will return after this. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Remain faithful in a world that claims feelings are just as important as facts, if not more so, we have to know the truth about what we believe and why, because truth matters. But simply knowing correct doctrine can still leave you feeling empty or distant from God. Watchman Nee's The Normal Christian Life will give you the insight you need to live a crucified life, dead to yourself and alive in Christ. This inspirational collection of messages will spur you in a desire to grow even closer to God, especially when life becomes difficult. To find out more or to request your copy of The Normal Christian Life, go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or you can call a CRI resource consultant at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
In our age of information overload, Christians must learn to discern between good and evil, truth and falsity. Hank Hanegraaff's acronym DISCERN is a memorable tool that can help believers discern for themselves in the face of sharp disagreement on critical issues in the church. As social media explodes around the globe, ideas of friendship and community are rapidly changing. Yet for all its possibilities, the virtual world can't replace the significance of embodied interactions. Douglas Groteis helps us understand what place social media should have in our lives. Plus, articles on the wisdom of Pixar, helping friends find their way to Christ, the biblical concept of family, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today. 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card, or even automated bank withdrawals. To sign up today, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:12, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. Again, for more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI. Now, to further equip you to live out and defend your faith, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And a quick word before we go back to our callers. It doesn't need to be a huge amount of money every single month. Whatever you can do, whether it's $15 a month or $25 a month, whatever you can do, many people standing together, giving faithfully and monthly as part of the Bible Answer Man support team, just makes a difference. It gives us a foundation on which to build. You can, again, join at equip.org when you write me, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 CRI. And for any gift, we'll send you as well, for a one-time gift, any gift, we'll send you The Normal Christian Life to equip you to learn how to live the crucified life. Back to the phone lines, Tim, listening at WTRU in Greensboro, North Carolina. Hi, Tim.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hanegraaff, how are you?
I'm fine. Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you. I got your Bible answer, complete answer book for my birthday, and I've enjoyed reading that very much. I don't have quite the intellect you do, but I enjoy reading it. But I have just a couple of quick questions. The main thing, I've got some friends and Christian friends that happen to like to listen to John Hagee, and I wanted to get your take more on him. I've heard you mention him before. Is he actually teaching an error, or is he a false teacher?
Well, he's teaching a lot of error, which is very devastating to people. For example, he teaches the prosperity gospel. And in the process, what he does is he continually distorts the message of Scripture. Let me give you a couple of examples. He says that Jesus lived in a mansion, and I document this in a book called Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. He said Jesus lived in a mansion. He says, according to John 1:38, Jesus turned to those who were following him and said, "Come with me." And they said, "Where dwellest thou?" And he said, "Come and see." So Jesus took the crowd home with him to stay in his house. That meant it was a big house, says John Hagee. Furthermore, he says Jesus wore designer clothes. He says Jesus had a seamless robe so valuable that Roman soldiers gambled for it at the cross. It was a designer robe, his words, not mine. Then he says, when you have to have a secretary treasurer to carry the excess money, you're not poor. Well, this notion that he has of Jesus with a Rolex is the stuff of myths and fables. You look at that very passage that he quotes or misquotes, and you find out that the crowd Jesus allegedly invited to stay with him in his mansion is the mere figment of Hagee's imagination. Because the very passage that he cites makes clear that far from inviting a crowd to join him in his mansion, Jesus invited two people to see where he was staying. And then the notion that the soldiers gambled for Christ's designer clothing because it was so valuable is completely ad hoc. In reality, they cast lots for the garment of Christ, not only that the scripture might be fulfilled, but because, as common sense dictates, one garment divided into four rags would have been of little value to them. And even if we suppose that this was an expensive undergarment, there's no warrant to presume that the closet of Jesus Christ's mansion was replete with more of the same. And we can't presume that because the disciples had a money bag that Jesus was a multi-million dollar Messiah. The message of Jesus was consistent and clear. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
So Hagee is completely distorting Jesus. Now, we may say, well, he distorted a verse there, no harm, no foul. But this is a constant pattern. In fact, he puts more emphasis on returning Jewish pilgrims to Israel than in turning Jewish people to the Lord. And then he says this, "Let us put an end to this Christian chatter that all the Jews are lost and can't be in the will of God until they convert to Christianity." He further takes the onus off the Jewish community and places it squarely on the Jewish Christ. He says, and I quote, "If Jesus refused by his words or actions to claim to be Messiah to the Jews, then how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered?" In other words, according to Hagee, the Jewish people wanted Jesus to be their Messiah, but Jesus absolutely refused. And so the Jews were not rejecting Jesus as Messiah. It was Jesus who was refusing to be Messiah to the Jews. Now, anyone who read through the Gospels even once knows that Jesus emphatically contradicts John Hagee.
Absolutely.
So these are serious matters when you start to distort the words and the person and character and the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. And now he's involved in getting Jews back in the Holy Land, fully knowing that as soon as they get there, at least according to his belief, he's going to get raptured and two-thirds of them are going to get butchered in the worst Holocaust in the history of humanity. So
I don't see where he gets that.
Well, he's unfortunately getting that because in his view, there is going to be a final solution to the Jewish problem, and it's going to be an Antichrist finally getting rid of the Jewish problem. And this is called in their biblical vernacular, although they're distorting Scripture, the day of Israel's calamity. And if you listen to people who surround him, you will hear over and over again that this is going to be a nightmarish reality beyond imagination. It's going to make the Nazi butchers look tame by comparison. Of course, in biblical theology, there's no warrant whatsoever to suppose that the Jews in the 21st century are going to suffer for something that happened in the first century. And to suppose that somehow or other, Jews today are going to suffer for what their forefathers did is a complete misreading of Scripture. We should instead do exactly the opposite of what Hagee is saying. We should share the gospel with our Jewish friends.
Amen.
Because God doesn't make a distinction between a Jew and a Palestinian, or a Dutch person and an Arab.
No, as you said earlier, he is no respecter of persons.
No, God doesn't show favoritism, and that is precisely what was made plain to Peter in a vision. And then he said, "Now I understand. Now I realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right." So just as race is of no consequence in Christ, so too the notion that we should be herding the Jews into the Holy Land because then we're going to get raptured is of no consequence. It has no biblical basis.
Well, I've wanted to call your show plenty of times, and I finally did today, and I appreciate your time. And I have a real heart for the lost, for those. I'm battling cancer myself, and I've been told I was terminal, and it bothers me all of this false teaching. These people that you see out here that are these mega churches would. You know, Joel Osteen and some of these others that they're just you know they're wrong. They're leading these people wrong, and it just tears me up to know that they're blind.
Well, Tim, I'm sorry to hear about your cancer. And Christianity doesn't give us a peaceful way to come to terms with death, but it does give us something far greater, and that is the reality of resurrection.
That's true, and you know, I'm just like anybody. I have my struggles. You know, I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I'm glad that we have men that are not scared to stand up for what is right and speak against these things, these false teachings and these erroneous doctrines that these different. So there's so many that are preaching that.
We got to get back to the basics, don't we?
We surely do. You know, I've told people that just like I know that I don't want to take too much more of your time on your show, but my wife and I have talked before about the end when it comes, and her father, my father-in-law, we don't believe in the pre-tribulational rapture, and I can't fully explain why, but it's just, and so many of the great preachers that I love to listen to, MacArthur, Jeremiah, all these, they believe in the pre-tribulational rapture, and I just don't see how they get that out of there.
Well, here's the thing, though, and I know you listen to them for a reason, and that is that they are good Bible teachers. The
Absolutely.
Meaning of the millennium or the timing of the tribulation is something that we can debate vigorously. Ultimately, we don't have to divide over that, and these are all great men of God. They're good Bible expositors, and they're people that I greatly admire. So we can have some differences on the secondary details, but the
right.
one thing that we know for certain is Jesus said, "Do not be amazed at this. A time is coming when all who are in the grave will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned." And as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether you die this year or 10 years from now or 20 years from now or whenever you go home to be with the Lord, you have the certainty that when the Lord returns, you will be resurrected immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, and you will live with the resurrected Lord in a resurrected universe forever.
Well,
that's our hope.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank, and pray for me, my son Adam, who's 13, and my wife Lisa. I have a wonderful small family, but we love the Lord, and we thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Tim, and I will pray for Adam and Lisa. I'll pray for you as well. Appreciate your call, and I think it's a fitting way to end the broadcast today. Puts everything into perspective. Well, thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We look forward to seeing tomorrow with more of the show. Sorry, I can't stay here today for more of your questions, so my apologies to everyone hanging on. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us today for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Our daily commitment here at the Christian Research Institute is to help you understand complex Bible passages, to help you grow closer to God, and to equip you to defend the faith in our culture. And part of that commitment is to offer resources to you that will accomplish that. So contact us today. Call toll-free 888-7000-CRI or write CRI P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. Or visit our website at www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the Kingdom of Christ and the Kingdom of the Cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI.